You went outside? Hey, welcome back to Outside of Normal. I appreciate y'all for joining back with us. Love every single one of y'all. Miss me.
Hey,
yeah.
How do you go to bed?
Your lips.
I'm not going to bed.
Your hips. When you touch them to mine, each and every time I'm hypnotized, I'll admit it. Your moves. Your grooves. It's some deadly stuff. I can't get enough. Girl, your love's a drug. I can't quit it. Got my heart, heart, skip, skip, skipping a beat. Run the needle through and hit, hit, repeat. I'm a broke
wreck.
A broke wreck. Your song I gotta sing along with, and then when it gets to the end, I gotta play it again and again. My friends are wearing thin. They're tired of hearing your name. Obsession that I'm a living, so baby, please rescue me. I ain't never had nothing stuck in my head like it's a melody I keep a hearing.
Hey,
Justin's gonna take a shot for
you. Got my heart, heart, skip, 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 and a beat from the needle through, but hit, hit, repeat. I'm a broke. Gets to the end, I gotta play it again and again. Like a yo-yo-yo-yo-yo, baby, sort of feel like up and down, driving me crazy. Keep yank, yank, yanking my string, string, baby, baby, don't stop, don't stop.
Hey,
I'm a bro.
Hey, Hanny, check this song out. Check this song out.
Happy life. I said it in a word like hell. Wish I was blind so I could see it for myself. You look good and you know it, baby. Go on and on it, baby.
Go on and on it, baby.
Lord, have mercy on my soul. Looks like your rock is on a roll. I ain't crying, there's something in my eye. I ain't dying, cause I came in here tonight. It's not because your love is so good it hurts. I'm just choking on the snow, the bridge I burn. You look good and you know it, baby. Go on and on it, baby. Yeah, you caught it. I was wrong when you were right. I saw it, lady, when you walked in here tonight. Oh, there's just something in my eye. I ain't dying, cause you came in here tonight. It's not because your love is so good it hurts. I'm just choking on the smoke of a bridge I, bridge I burn.
Good to see you,
baby.
sure look good.
Look good and you know it.
But you know it.
Look good and you know it.
Yeah. Look good and you know it, baby.
Ooh. Look good and you know it, baby.
Ooh. Look good and you know it, baby. Ooh. Look good and you know it, baby. Ooh. Look good and you
know it, baby. Ooh. Look good and you know it, baby.
Hey,
check this out, brother. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right.
Oz,
you know this song, you know the song Ballad of Curtis Lowe by Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Yeah, yeah.
You do know the song? Yeah, you know the song Curtis Lowe?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna play you a song I'm gonna play you a song by Eric Church, that is a sequel.
Not Eric Church again.
Look, sir. Listen to
calm down.
Hang on, look. It's a sequel to the Ballad of Curtis Lowe.
Oh, okay, cool then.
All right, it's called Lynyrd. No, okay. It's called Lynyrd Skynyrd Jones.
Why am I here?
That's the name of the song. Why are you here? Because we love having you here. But listen, this is a sequel to that song. It really is.
Lynyrd Skynyrd Jones, a spell with all four wives, was born in 70 something between Sweet Home and You Got That Right. His mama met his daddy at a Tallahassee show, but just like Tuesday, daddy wound up gone on down the road. Lynyrd Skynyrd Jones hailed from Gadsden, Alabama, born to carry on who his mama was a fan of. Don't ask me no questions and I won't tell you no lies. That's what she always told him right until the day she died. Lynyrd wasn't black or white, it was somewhere in between. For when abandoned and confused, and you get the blues when you're just 13. Well, he found his salvation a pawn shop bought guitar. You can't teach that kind of picking, it's gotta come right from your heart. Lynyrd Skynyrd Jones hailed from Gadsden, Alabama, a call to carry on whose mama was a fan. Don't ask me no questions and I won't tell you no. That's what she always told him right till the day she died. Oh, oh. Lynyrd Skynyrd Jones. Mama passed away, dressed in all black. Black man stood up and back to say, thinking about your mama since that Tallahassee show. Your son, I am your daddy, and my name is Curtis Lowe.
You can't tell me that wasn't a pretty song, right? Yeah, no. Anybody still there?
What was the question?
Did y'all hear all that? Did it cut off on
you? Yeah, sorry, Duff. I was muted.
Yeah.
It certainly was Eric Church. Yes, it was. But it was a good song, right? It was a good.
It's a great song.
It's all right. It was all right, Russ.
Yeah, it's fine. It's Curtis Floyd,
right?
All right.
It's Curtis Floyd, man.
It's all right.
I thought it was good. A little sequel to Curtis Floyd. It's all right. Whatever. Can't win them all.
Right.
You can't win them all, man.
That's true.
The only way you can win them is if you got big balls, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my balls are huge. What the fuck? Calm down, Oz. Don't talk about them.
The big ovaries, there's no doubt about them.
My ovaries are huge.
Yeah.
You got the biggest ovaries of all.
I know it. I know.
Yeah, that makes a man curious, doesn't it?
Fucking Oz, trying to be a bitch.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I'm already in the shit fucking in the real world, little ain't in here. Don't fucking do that to me. God
I'm
almighty.
With you.
I haven't got much left.
You know I love you, Ozzy.
He said I ain't got much left.
Fucking Oz is mad. Ozzy, I always love you. Shut up.
Okay. Shut up.
Thank you.
That's easy.
Yeah, just
one click of the button.
He knows I love him. Friggin' Oz.
Yeah, good old Oz, man. Now we're just a Mendocino County line. Will that be okay?
Oz should know that I love him.
This song's good, right?
Yeah.
Counted stars on the 4th of July. Wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky. Talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line.
Remind me of a time. These pictures and these photographs let me know I'm doing fine. I used to make
appreciate that, Robert, that you noticed that other people actually joined my show.
Counted the stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting in the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
Makes me feel like this, but it didn't make me feel like this. Was that song? Was that song any better, Sue?
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
Was that song better than
this? I'm in the head, but I love this song, Ross.
Okay.
Thank you. I am listening, bro.
Yeah, we're rolling with American
Podbean.
I'm just having my head done.
But for Podbean, I have a dick. But Lou can suck mine like my Podbean dick.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, he's a fucking psychopath and a little baby bitch. And I have a lot of info, so if he wants to share mine, we'll just go for that. Anyway.
Nobody pays attention. Anymore.
Don't share my shit, bitch. Don't fuck with me, dude.
Nobody pays attention anyway. Not to him anymore.
Nah, people do, though. Dick died.
Not over here, not over here. We just say hey.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, cause
the head around backwards.
This'll be the day that I die.
You gotta go cool.
This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be.
It's not how it used to be, bro.
When the jester sang for the king and queen.
It's not how it used to be at all.
King was looking down
down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Children screamed, the lovers cried, and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast, the day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Go
for hours now. What's the time? 9:20. Yeah. I came on at 10 to 5. You was already drunk, weren't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Like
he's drunk.
I'm at 4:25 now and rocking strong.
In fact, I think you sobered up almost now, aren't you?
No, no, not at all. No, I finished the bottle of Jack. It's gone.
You finished the whole bottle. Is that a big bottle?
Yeah, yeah.
Normal
yeah.
size bottle.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
And so the girls are quiet. But, it's 9:25 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 4:25 oh, okay. here. But I will say,
yeah,
it's 2:25.
It's crazy that Don McLean sung that song, and it's a shame that he sang it so early in his career, because once you sing a song like that, every other song Russell. That you sing after that yeah. really just don't stand up at all. You know what I mean?
I get that. I get that, Russ. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
Russell, you gonna go to bed?
I'm going to listen to some Gavin DeGraw.
Okay.
I remember when
not,
I was a...
Not my point.
I remember okay. when Dawson right. Creek used to be awesome. You remember Dawson Creek? I know you do.
No, I'm too. I do. I do.
Here you go, Miss Andy. Some Dawson Creek right here. Some Joshua Jackson. Some.
Yeah,
whatever
yeah,
the
yeah.
fuck his name was. Chad Michael Murray.
No,
not
necessarily. Some, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I know. Iran is different because they're 2.5 hours.
This is your last song? This is a song you chose? I don't even know.
No,
who
no,
are you?
I've only been for 28 minutes. This ain't my last song.
Russell,
I could do much better.
You could.
I could do
you
much
do
much
what you want to do, Russ.
No, no, I could do much better for a last song.
It's not every day your son is 21, mate.
That's right. I could rock out with some Rhinestone Cowboy if I was going to go with the last song.
Yeah, this is good, Russ.
Where hustle's the name of the what the fuck ever happened to Shep, man? Where the fuck did he go? He realized I was drunk and was like, nah, I'm not having a part of that shit. He's like, fuck that drunk, Russell. It's whatever, I'm not for everybody. As long as I'm for somebody, that's all that matters.
Yeah. My hairdresser likes the song as well, Russ. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. And offers coming over. Liz, you tell it? Morning, Ellie, love.
Hey, Ellie.
Ellie.
Hey, I'm going to stop for a second. I'm gonna stop.
Hello, mate. How you doing, love?
Good, Joy.
Yeah, just talk about you.
I'm going to stop my whole song here, Ellie, and just tell you that I seen your message on Discord, and I want you to know that you were one of my favorite people ever, Ellie, and if I ever see your show.
What did she say?
It's a long message. I don't know.
All right. Did you make her feel bad? Because it'll fuck you up.
No. I accidentally ran a shower over top of hers. And, I want you to know, Ellie, you were one of my very favorite people on Podbean. And that if I at any time ever see your show on, I will make sure I make sure that everyone I know gets their silly little lazy asses over to your show. And listen to it because you were fucking awesome. 100%, and I would never run over top of your show on purpose, and I think you're an amazing person, and I love the fact that I got to meet you and have you in my life. Just saying, you're one of my friends, Ellie. You really are.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm just saying it's all silly. Ellie, love you, baby girl.
Yeah.
You guys, you can have shows over each other. It's normal.
No, I just want you to know that you're one of my favorite people, Ellie, and you really are. So,
hi, baby girl. But also, you guys are on a little tiny platform. And it's okay to, like, do shows over one another. It happens.
Oh, yeah, but I just didn't see her. I didn't look at the live tiles before.
Are we chopped liver? No, Angie. You're fucking the liver. Not chopped liver. You're the liver. But I'm just saying, y'all calm down.
No,
you want to
no,
do
no.
a show?
Oh, no. Show? I just accidentally ran over top of her today. I just was apologizing.
Yeah, fuck you. Why the fuck would you do that? That's rude.
Yeah, it was. But I was just trying to get back on Discord, but my Discord got kicked off. That was it.
My point is, it's dumb. Y'all do what you want to do. I did a whole fucking battle, and my best friend on TikTok was also doing a battle, and then afterwards, we were both battling at the same time. Listen, it's an app. Who cares?
Hey, you know what's crazy?
What?
There's a song called Yep.
Yeah.
It's just called Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I don't know why all that just popped up, but yep.
Yeah.
One more round now. Closing yep. It on too late 30. Better get home. Gotta hit hard early.
Yep.
Yep.
You got a pretty girl looking at you there. Giving you that, what you gonna do, stare? You say
you
don't
want
to call it night now, but you're all wrapped up in the right now. Yeah, gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay. But her smile said, why can't you? Gonna
buy her a drink. What I'm doing is that their blokes go off to Amsterdam on their own.
Yeah, fuck them all, so fuck them all.
There you go, Russell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nice. They did that.
Tomorrow, this go on with your letters, Ellie. Go on.
No reason to go home lonely. Yeah.
What's up with that?
Colin, baby girl. Colin, I miss your voice.
Yeah,
I miss Ellie's voice. I love Ellie's voice. I've known that voice longer than all of them. I love that voice. I love you too, baby. I've known Ellie's voice way longer than all of you.
Round and round, you got her now dancing with you.
That's my girl.
Any minute, she's gonna lean in and kiss you.
I like this song better. Yeah. You know what I like this song better? It's still Easton Corbin, but I like this song so much better. I'm sorry, y'all. ADHD. Drunk. Fucking high.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I do apologize.
You know I'll always be your
cowboy.
Yeah, fuck tomorrow. Be here
soon
enough.
I can't be nobody's fool.
It's already here, Russ. Can't tell
you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to bed yet. It's still a fucking Thursday night.
I'll be putting on my boots.
I ain't. It's 4:30 in the morning.
And I'm gonna saddle up my Chevy. Ride off into the setting sun. And tonight, while you're not sleeping.
While you're not sleeping.
You're gonna wonder where I've gone.
You're gonna wonder where I've gone.
Down in Tulsa, Texas, Tallahassee, Tennessee, Memphis, Mississippi, is probably where I'm gonna be. Albuquerque, Alabama, St. Louis, Louisiana. If you wanna find me,
yes, ma'am.
You can find me.
How about this? I'm sorry, that was a little slow. I'm sorry. I'll pick it up.
It was sad.
Yeah,
Say it again, Mark. Russ, look. Say that again.
I said that was a little sad. That was a little sad.
No, not that.
What do you want me to say again? Yes,
my hairdresser wants you to say yes, ma'am, again.
Yes, ma'am.
I love that.
She likes that. She likes that.
Yes, ma'am.
A happy song. Yeah. Like, hold on, a happy song.
This is a happy song.
I won't start it over. This is a happy song. Because loving you is
fun. I can talk some French.
Loving you is fun.
I want to be good. I'm in it.
Yeah. Loving you is fun. Right here. It's happy.
You got a cousin who's telling you something that doesn't have nothing to do with the loving that
you
do.
I'm listening to
what he says. G'day, mate. This game would be complicated if you won't say that. He's taking all his
Hello, Abdul Mahan Muhammad. How are you? Can I first say before you say anything, you taking the name Muhammad would be like me taking the name Christ, dude. It's just fucking stupid, man. It's like fucking get over yourself. Go back to your original fucking government fucking name. And be who the fuck He's you gone. Are and He's stop gone. Trying to be He's some gone. Fucking superficial goddamn bullshit. Just be He's who the gone. Fuck you are. Okay, my
Leave him alone, man. Leave him alone. Muhammad's the most common name in Birmingham.
Yeah, fuck that.
Leave Muhammad alone, man. He's the most common name in Birmingham.
Don't be mean.
It's like all these stupid motherfuckers that want to start doing religious shows that call themselves a prophet.
Russell.
All right, look, here's the thing. Yeah, all right, look, Jesus
you
already.
Russell.
No, hang on. Jesus already came. He already died. Russell. He already went on the cross. He already came back 3 days later. There's nothing left to prophesy. Hey, stop fucking calling yourself a prophet. You're an apostle.
Russell,
you're not a prophet.
You,
I'm sorry.
Okay. That's fine.
Yes.
That's fine.
I'm just pointing it out that you're not a fucking prophet, that you're a fucking apostle. There's nothing left to prophesize.
I understand that, Russell, okay, but just let them be.
No, fuck them. They're idiots.
Let them be.
Stop being fucking stupid. Do better.
A lot of people are idiots. Russell, let them be.
There's a time and place where you're like, oh, it's okay, let people be people. But then there's another time and place where you're like, stop being a fucking retard. Stop that shit. Do better.
Russell.
I'm just saying.
Let them be. Let them be.
Okay, I will.
All right.
You Sorry. Speak your mind, Rocky.
You can speak your mind.
Just let them be people are people and we all have
At
our
first,
shit.
I was afraid. I was petrified.
You're a fucking idiot.
I kept thinking to myself, how am I going to suffer without them by my side?
Exactly. I love you. I love you too, Angie. You beautiful fucking. Angie's amazing. I can't.
I'm back from outer space, baby.
Holy shit.
With that look upon your face.
Oh, my name, God.
Ready,
oh, my name
fucking dumbass Muhammad. Go find a fucking bomb.
Leave
your mind.
I'm crying.
Angie, I don't remember how to park you back. Oh, I got it.
Hey, how you going, Angie? See ya. Bloody hell.
I know what I feel like.
Woo! I just had to,
get
the panels off the ship at the moment. Yeah, I'm coming over soon.
Ellie, you're calling. I'm sorry, Angie.
I'm talking to Angie!
I apologize, Ellie. I was singing my heart out to myself while I was staring at my eyelids.
Sorry.
That was my fault. How are you, Ellie?
Hello, Russell.
Good morning,
Hello,
Ellie.
Russell.
Russell, just end your fucking...
Hello, Ellie.
Hello, Ozzy. Hello, Shelly. Hi, Ellie, babe. Hi.
Hello, Ellie, my beautiful baby girl.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. I'm not really...
Russell.
Yes, ma'am.
Never. You know, if I was mad at you, I would definitely bring it up to you.
You like that?
Yeah. No, you know me. You know, I'm always honest about my feelings.
We care about you, Angie.
She's very honest. She's a little honest bitch.
Yeah.
I'm so honest. So if I was a little flippant last night, it just something related to myself. I mean, I was kind of like feeling anxious and, you know, kind of like angry.
So who hurt you?
Yeah, I should give some space to myself. It just
Ellie? Yeah. Ellie? Who made you mad?
Go on, carry on, Ellie, what you were saying. Go on, love.
Yeah.
It's all right. It was okay. You was fine.
Yes.
Seriously.
You really were.
You was, didn't upset anyone.
That's
nobody.
No,
Ellie, you were amazing. You're awesome.
Thank you, Russell. You are amazing, too. You're such an amazing friend.
He's funny drunk, Ellie. He's so funny drunk.
I do try to be Ellie. A good friend. I do try to
Ellie,
be
who upset you, Ellie? Really?
Nobody upset her. It was because nobody knew she was doing a show, and Russ did a show without realizing Ellie was on.
So
Ellie was a bit upset because we were in Russ's show. Yeah. I only went in Russ's show because he's obviously co-host sent me in, and I didn't even see Ellie on, bless her.
Sure, nobody would mean to her.
No, we would never hurt her. She knows.
No,
that,
not anyway. You guys. Not you guys. I'm looking out for other people.
She's good. She's fine, isn't you, Ellie? You're fine.
I'm a cunt. I don't let anyone.
She's a cunt.
Shut up, Ellie. Fuck off, Ellie. Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Miss Angie just...
Ellie, shut the fuck up. I've known you longer than anyone, so shut up.
Miss Angie just goes, I don't want you to feel left out. I'm going to play you the Scotsman song. So here you go.
Oh, Lord.
Here you go, Miss Angie.
Irishman and the Scotsman walking the world
together.
This is for Miss Angie.
Drinks for the host on me. The following day, the headlines in the newspaper read, Irish ventriloquist found beaten to death behind the pub. Did you know that the limbo dance was invented by a Scotsman trying to get into a pay toilet for nothing? Okay, you know what you do, don't you? At the end of every line, clap your hands twice like this. Oh, the Scotsman dressed all in his kilt left a bar one evening fair. You could tell by the way he walked that he drunk more than his share. He staggered round until he could no longer keep his feet. And he stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idy-o, ring, diddle, idy-o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Now about that time two young and lovely girls were passing by. One said to the other with a twinkle in her eye, see yon sleepy Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idy-o, ring, diddle, idy-o. I wonder if it's true that he wears nothing neath his kilt. So they crept up on the sleeping Scotsman, quiet as could be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so they could see. Lo and behold, for them to view beneath his Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idy-o, ring, diddle, idy-o. Was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his birth. They marveled for a minute, then they said he must be gone. Let's leave him a souvenir before we travel on. As a gift they left a blue silk ribbon tied into a bow. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idy-o, ring, diddle, idy-o. Around the bonny star the Scotsman's kilt did lift and show. Now the Scotsman rose to nature's call and he headed for the trees. He lifted up his kilt, then he gawks at what he sees. And in his drunken voice he says to what's before his eyes, oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idy-o, ring, diddle, idy-o. Oh lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize. Our Scottish friend, still dressed in kilt, continued down the street. He hadn't gone 10 yards or more when a girl he chanced to meet. She said, I've heard what's under there, tell me, is it so? He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idio, ring, di, diddly, io. He said, just slip your hand up, miss, if you'd really like to know. She put her hand right up his kilt, and much to her surprise, the Scotsman smiled, and a very strange look came into his eyes. She cried, why, sir, that's gruesome, and then she heard him roar. If you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more. Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, idio, ring, di, diddly, io. If you put your hand up once again, you'll find it's gruesome more.
That one's for you, Miss Andy.
All right.
Ellie.
Hey, Andy.
Pretty good. I got into that.
You okay, Russell?
I am delightful. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, Ellie, just to check you out. Where is Annie? Annie, yeah?
She probably went off something else on her phone and it kicked her out.
Yeah.
I'm starting a boat, Ellie. We're going to do a boat cruise coming through your way. So if you want to join on, we're going to connect for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can I say to you? So how are you doing, Ozzy?
How you doing?
I don't want to talk about it.
How you doing, sir?
How you doing?
I ain't talking about what I'm doing.
Fucking ship too damn late. How you doing?
I'd rather hear about what
I picked it up from Joey from Friends movie.
Joey from Friends.
Joey from Friends.
I'll hear about my doings.
I'm just looking for a word for Russell on Urban Dictionary to cheer him up more.
He's fine.
Hey, can you look up a word for me?
He's a happy drunk.
Yeah, I know he's a happy drunk, but I'm just going to give it to him just as a sign that I'm not mad at him at all, you know?
Yeah,
I'm gonna play a song here for you. I'm going to play a song here, and as soon as I play this song, you can give me an urban word. So find your urban word, I'll give you a song to find it.
Yeah, sure. Big deal.
No, it's Mr. Big, not Mr. Deal. But it's close.
Alright, Ellie.
Hold it on, little girl. Show me what he's done to you.
What are you doing? Russell, shut up. End it. End that.
Oh, fucking singing the song.
Stop. Russell, stop.
The fuck is wrong with you, man? You don't like Mr. Big?
Russell, shut up.
Bloody hell.
Ellie, what song do you want?
It's fine, you know, like, I like
no,
that.
No, it's not fine. He was an asshole. No, that was mean.
Whoa. I told her to find a word from the Urban Dictionary. Fine. I didn't say find a fucking song. I was fine on my own, finding my own songs.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Play your song.
This is a song from...
Yeah, let's not get overboard with this shit.
You could be an asshole. You could be an asshole.
Playing Iranian music tonight, man.
I was just looking for a fucking word from the dictionary, a little word of encouragement, you know?
Calm down. Calm down. You're being mean.
I got a girlfriend.
Fuck you going, Sue? Where are you going, Sue?
Have a good day, Russ.
Yep. No, where are you going, Sue?
She's gone.
She can't be like, good day, Russ. Where are you going, Sue? Yeah, she's just got her hair done.
She's gone, Russ.
Yeah, I know. She's got her hair done.
She left you.
She's on the move. She's a cougar on the prowl.
Yeah, it's my problem. I did that. I'm sorry.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
I told you to stop.
Oh, no, you're fine. That ain't why she left. She left because she got her hair done and she's fine. Yeah, on her way out from the hairdressers. She's making moves, making million-dollar moves, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing her thing. So what word you got, Ellie?
I'm just trying, looking up. Yeah, sorry, it's just like
still looking?
Morning.
I got you.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry. Shit.
I turned
Can I have a song request?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, go for it, Bob.
I mean, you can request it.
Sunshine of My Love.
Yeah, I have no idea what song that is, so I was going to go with something different.
Sunshine of My Love, man. You'd have to type it in anyway, knowing what song requests I had. So if you don't know about it, you're going to know about it. You'll know about it.
Just because Hanny said go ahead. Just because Hanny said go ahead doesn't mean I was all for it. I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have something in the lineup, Sunshine of My Love.
Sunshine of My Love. Go for it. Go.
All right. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Come on, you can't tell me you don't know that.
Oz. Calm down.
Come on. Come on, this one's for Henny. I've been waiting so long. Come on, man, I'll even sing it. Christ's sake. I will do it, Hattie, for you. I'll even sing the song for you, man. I'll even get my mouth
there.
Hey, everybody, Chris Fafalius here. If you enjoy One Hit Thunder, assuming you do, play considering you're listening to it right now, I want to tell you about another great music podcast on the Evergreen Pod by Nature's OPP. Each week, they crack. So, yeah.
Which means it's never been easier to stream.
I don't know if I should do.
Does he like butter tarts?
Play the fucking song and I'll sing it.
In 1999, rock radio was filled with angry white men rapping and screaming about their problems. In the thick of all of this, brother and sister duo rapped over a disco sample and created a feel-good summer jam about going to a rave. This week, I was joined by one of my longtime friends, Nick Testa, a.k.a. Nightbeast, to decide if Len brings the one-hit thunder or if we hope their stolen sunshine is never returned.
You got me the wrong song, man. I'm gonna feel like shit in a minute, man. I'm gonna be putting on some aloe vera fucking makeup. I did a bad. Come on, man. Put on the real one.
This is where I'm at, bro.
Sunshine.
Now.
On my shoulder. Makes me happy.
Oh, God. Yeah. I can see Shep in the background pacing his fucking Come on, man.
I typed it in. This is what came the fuck up, dude.
That's not the one.
Looks so lovely. Sunshine almost always makes me high.
Russell. Stop it, Russell.
I can't help it.
No,
you're being an asshole. You're being an asshole.
What, man? I'm just telling you.
It's around the Black Sabbath stage, man.
I'm telling you.
Sunshine of My Love. The Black Sabbath is not rocket science.
Put sunshine on my
Russell,
love.
You're being an asshole.
Well, no, I'm really not. I put sunshine on my love into the fucking search bar on Pandora.
You're being an asshole.
Man, I got
gay fucking.
Look, I got Black Guitar Heroes.
Hey, this is Pandora.
He's being a dick. Yeah, he's being a dick.
No, I'm really not. I'm really not. I'm telling you what I got.
Yeah, you are.
Sunshine of my life. I don't know. I always get it mixed up with words.
Curator
Maybe
Eric Shea. We have a Slack channel here called Guitar Nerds, and as the name suggests, we like to nerd out on guitars and guitarists. Some recent discussions about how our favorite music would not exist without the Black community.
Russell,
I can't help
go
it.
Pee, but be good. Russell, be good.
I'm trying.
Just play
I've inspired
song.
Us.
I'm looking for
a
good
Russell,
line.
Play a good song.
Entertain your Don't fucking guests.
I'm saying I'm playing the fucking songs. I said that's all I got.
The fucking song ain't playing.
If you love true crime-fueled mysteries, you don't want to miss the newest book by Holly Jackson, author of the runaway bestseller.
No, you're being a bitch. You're being a bitch, and I have not peed yet. You're being an asshole.
I'm trying. I look for some. You got fun in the fucking song, dude.
Play a good song.
Russell.
I have to pee and you're pissing me off. Play a song.
Shit.
For fuck's sake.
I'm under pressure now.
Play a good song because I have to pee and I'm holding it.
I'm under pressure.
I'm leaving. I have to pee too. Yeah, well, play a good song.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't want to just play some black.
You didn't. I don't want to play no goddamn Black Sabbath.
Bullshit.
No bullshit. Oh, do I ever play Black Sabbath? Does that ever pop up on my
playlist? Play a good song. Just play a song. Play a song that's good. I have to pee, and you're pissing me off.
The boy fucking music.
Yeah, you're right. I pretend like it's my show for a second.
It's not yours. I'm here for one.
I'll play some damn John Denver. Baby, damn. You look good to me tonight.
Alright, here we go. I got a key. Bye.
Here you go. Well, you here you go, Henny.
You can't even do that.
Here you go, Henny.
Words all run together.
You're a pathetic man. There's no doubt about
it. I'm a pathetic man listening to John Denver. Probably a good beat. Local angel sitting on
my right. No, you couldn't even get the song right. Of course, I'm still on my fucking mind. I'm playing my baby, you look good to me tonight.
Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, and to be polite if I had the time. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Tomorrow I'll be good and gone. Please don't make me wait that long. Baby, you look good to me tonight. I get off at 11, she said, and walk away. Poured a cup of coffee and she brought it on a tray. She said it would be nice if you could stay. You're the best idea I've had all day. Usually I put up a fight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I grinned at her as I ate my pie. I said, baby, you look good to me tonight. Thought I must be in a dream when she asked me if I want a cream. Baby, you look good to me tonight. All in all, you know it's not a bad life on the road. You got wheels to roll and lucky stars above. Your destiny's your own, you go as far as you can go. If there's time for sleep, there's time to make love. She left me with keeps telling me she won. Her face is the only thing I see. Whispering those words of prophecy. Well, it may come easy, but I won't come free. You're never gonna see the last of me. Baby, you look good to me. I'm going to love now, can't you see? Baby, you look good to me tonight. Well, I'm ordinarily very shy, but I take the time to satisfy. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Baby, you look good to me tonight. Oh, baby, you look good to me tonight.
Cream. Cream sings it. There you go, Uncle Russell. Cream. Sunshine of your...
Lou, go away. Go away, Lou.
Well, we tried to tell him, but he didn't want to listen. You know what I mean? Listening state of mind. He's not in it. Oh, don't give him. Morning,
I'm filled with sweet belonging, and everything is beautiful to see.
Shit.
What's happening?
Even when it's raining, the sound of heaven singing is simply
go away.
I think he's falling asleep. Here's the song, Henny. You know the one. Oh, yeah. I found it in 2 seconds, man. It ain't rocket science.
Without you. So many different places. Million smiling faces. Life is so incredible to me.
God. Yeah, I'll stay out of shops.
Especially to be near you, and how it is to touch you. Oh, paradise was made
for you and me.
My love, right?
Sometimes I feel like a sad song. Like I'm all alone.
You're doing well? I'm not doing well. You're an asshole.
I'm
not doing well, but I hope, like, you're like a bitch and making you happy.
Everything is just the way that it should be. Still, there are times when my heart feels
I can't wait till she fucks you over.
Anywhere is where I'd rather be.
She will.
It's the right time to hold you close and say, I love you so.
I did nothing bad to you.
Have someone to share with.
Never did.
And someone I can care with. And that is why I want to be to know.
That's how we do it. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel
nothing but good
like
you.
A sad song.
Oh, you did. You shared
like
my
I'm
shit.
All alone,
but you did.
Without you.
You did, though. You did. And it's fine. I will never share your shit. Ever. Because I'm a good person. Never did anything bad to you, dude. You did. You did. I have screenshots, and I sent them to the authorities. So, you know, it's fine.
You want a song, Uncle?
I didn't do anything bad to you ever, Lou. But you didn't share anything because you added me into a group text with that bitch. And I shared that with the authorities. So,
okay, yep.
Good. I just got back. What are we doing with Lou Rock's in the room? Huh?
Oh, it's a backup. It was a backup band.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
So we're having some quarrels in
Everyone will be fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really fine. There's your girlfriend. Can she come here and talk about all of her fake accounts about everybody else?
Yeah,
sleeping? Oh, is she sleeping? Okay, that's great. You did a fucking group chat with her and I and thought that was safe, but I reported that and the authorities have her number. So.
Buddy, this is getting official.
Share my shit, dude. I never shared yours. Group chat? Yeah, I have screenshots of you texting me with her. I never shared anything. Okay. I don't care, dude. Leave me alone. I've been nothing but kind to you. You were my friend. I don't lie. I don't lie either. But I woke up one day and it doesn't matter. I shared it with authorities, so.
Mm-hmm.
Lou, I don't have time for drama and bullshit. And you can be all in love with this girl that you told me, like, what did you say? I choose my friends over her, blah, blah, blah. You say a lot of shit.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, bro? Just leave Handy
alone. Hey, Luke. What are you doing? Oh, shit. Can't say, bro.
Let's change topic.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What's
going
the past? Things have changed now? Oh, it changed now. Okay, cool. Cool.
What's everyone up to?
We you guys can take that off the fucking side, man. And deal with
I don't know, Lou. I wish the best for you, but don't fuck with my life. Because I swear to God, just leave me alone.
That's too much. All right,
guys.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Was a good.
Just leave her alone. Don't mess with
her. Oh, sorry. That's your whole story always. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Lou, you were my friend for a long time. So don't say sorry. That you, like,
why would you want to jump off a bridge?
Little bitch. Like, don't say sorry.
I'd want to because it sounds fun. I like thrill.
Good array of sunshine this night, did it?
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Robert. How you doing, man?
Everybody safe and alive? Still swimming?
Yep. I mean, I'm alive.
No,
right
I'm not
now.
Alive. I'm dead. I'm
shut up,
you all.
Shut up.
That sucks.
Boo. Well,
boo.
Podcast, man. You can't tell everyone to shut up.
You should have, Oz.
No,
yeah, it doesn't work real good for podcasts. Quietness.
I guess I'll just go.
Yeah, okay.
Honey, stay. You're fine. Don't think about it. Talk about other shit.
Let's get gas.
No.
Right, I'm going to mute and get
Oh, I thought you said Cass. No, no. Gas is fine, not Cass.
No, I have no idea how Cass is doing. She went psycho on us.
Yeah.
I have no idea what she did. She just kind of disappeared.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, she told everyone they were a bunch of assholes and come on my show and says, what's wrong with everyone? No one likes me. It's like, well, called everyone a bunch of assholes.
I'm an asshole.
Might be a problem.
I'm totally fine being an asshole.
Hey,
there might be a problem there.
Wrong show, Oz.
Sorry. Yep, sorry.
Yeah, you are, Lou. You are, actually. I love you, Lou, but you're an asshole. You're a fucking dumbass.
Hey, good morning, sunshine.
Sorry.
Hello, Robert.
What do you think?
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Christ.
Yes.
What
don't
the
use
fuck
my
is
name.
Happening? You're all insane. God, why did it come back?
Because
you're
I
all fucking. I mean, I love you too, but you're all idiots.
Wow.
Oh, I know. I'm
Everybody be nice to each other. Like, literally, life is short. Be nice to each other. Don't be fucking assholes. Lou, shut the fuck up with your fucking eyes. Like, you're a little, like, a fucking moron with your simp shit. And I'm not dealing with this shit, Lou. Like, fuck off, Lou. You're a fucking psychopath with your simp shit.
But you didn't come back. You didn't come back for Lou, Annie, so don't worry about him.
I didn't come back for Lou. I came back because your kid turned 21.
Be
nice.
Right, so just hang out with me.
Hey, Lou, you maggot.
But Lou's a fucking idiot. He's like fucking simping off this like psycho bitch that like literally made fake accounts for everybody, and he acts like he doesn't know. That's fine. Fucking Lou, you're a fucking moron. I've known you for so long and I've loved you for so long. You've been my friend for so long and you still tried to play that George did something. What the fuck is happening? Fuck off, Lou. Don't act stupid. You try to play George like George was sharing shit about me. George doesn't know shit about me. You know the most shit about me, you dumb fuck. But you're so obsessed with some new cunt, this new vagina in your life. And so you try to play George off. Like, grow up.
You're the most Lou, dramatic.
No. Lou, fuck off, dude. Like,
no,
this
fuck
bitch,
me, man.
This
you
bitch,
everyone
this bitch,
on that.
I've listened to her. I've listened to her. Am I drinking again? No, I'm not. I have not drank in months. But you want to, like, play some game, bitch? But anyway, you try to play this whole thing.
No drama and that, and then no, drama. Sorry, well, you know what you're doing. You know, do you understand?
Him. Just ignore him altogether. Don't worry about it.
Yes, yeah.
You're not here to hang out with him and just hang out with people on the panel. Don't pay attention.
Yeah.
That's all.
You're saying stuff. Because it's contradictory to what you're actually talking about. It's stay really calm. Bizarre.
I mean, yeah.
I'm just mad. I'm mad because this person was my friend, one of my best friends. But then he found a new girl that, like, he likes, and she plays with him. And, like,
you're probably one of the worst fuckers.
She manipulates him, and it pisses me off. That makes me mad. Because I've done nothing but be good to him. She's actually very sweet, too. Oh, is she so sweet? Is she so sweet? She did a whole show with my name. Is she so sweet? Okay. Fuck off, Lou. You're an idiot. You're so played by these crazy bitches online. And I've told you so many times that these girls fuck with you. And you, like, go with it. And then you call me and you cry. And then they, like, do whatever to, like, change your mind. It's sick, dude. That bitch, she can suck my dick. It's pretty big. My metaphorical dick. It's like, if I had a dick, she came to visit you. Oh, great, great. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if I had a dick, it would be really large. Because, like, I'm pretty sure it'd be, like, 12 feet. I think. That's, like, my metaphorical dick. But anyway, yours not. Shut up. Whatever, Lou. I just think she's a piece of shit. I think she's a psychopath. And I think that it sucks that I was your friend for a really, 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 really long time. And you betrayed me. And that's what I see. So, you're sorry that happened? Okay, well. You betrayed me, and I would never betray you. I have your address. I have your phone number. I have a lot of things about you, and I would never, ever share that. You didn't betray me? Okay. Well, she had things about me that people don't know that you do, that I've been shared. So you did not betray me? Fuck you. You did. You did. I would never betray, dude. I've never shared your shit. But you shared mine. And that's on you. And that's something you have to live with. And it's fine. It's totally fine.
Complete hypocrisy. Complete hypocrisy, honey. Complete.
You did,
hypocrisy.
Dude. You shared it because she has that. You shared it.
No. It's fucked.
And that's fine. I don't give a fuck. Come to my house.
And right, and talk about, and then you do the exact fucking thing, if not worse. How do you understand that?
What is she doing?
You come on here and then preach.
Oh no, he came in here, and she's just talking to him because he came in here.
Come to my house. Come to my house. Hey, I don't give a fuck. I have Lou's address. I have his phone number. I have everything. I would never share it.
Talk about this girl, this girl has my address.
She
come in the room. It's freaking weird. It's just so fucking bizarre. It's so weird. It is just weird to me. How can you come in here and dictate to us or people in this room, and then you start fucking doing shit with this other person in the room? So you're doing the same as what you're actually saying that we shouldn't be doing. If and not me, worse,
I would never share anything because
I respect
privacy. But Lou shared my shit with his blue thing. And
okay.
I don't know.
But I'm just saying, you always stayed about this sort of stuff, but you do it. like, it's the same thing that you're trying to pull us up on about doing things, but you're doing it yourself now. So how do you comprehend that? I don't know, Henny. I don't know where you're coming from there. I mean, I'm not saying anyone's right or wrong. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying about the drama and all this shit. I'm saying that you bring up all this shit about people doing that, but you're the one that fucking does it. You're just doing it right now.
What did
you
I
just
do?
Said that all this shit about. Fucking talk it the way you're talking with this other person on here. It's just like it's the same fucking thing that you're trying to bring up the people that are doing. It's really weird. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it, Henny.
That somebody tried to share my shit on here? That was my friend? I'm sorry. I apologize. I will shut up.
So if we done that, that's just gossip.
That's fine. You guys cannot hear
but you can do
you.
That. You can do that now with him.
It's fine. Go on DMs. Her. No, I don't go on DMs with Lou because I blocked him.
I'm just saying what you come up with.
No, you're fine. You guys go talk about what you want to talk about.
You're doing the same damn thing, if not worse. We would never talk about this.
Fuck you, dude. No, do you know how many times I fucking defended you?
No, I'm just saying. You're justifying yourself as a righteous person in this aspect.
Yeah, I am a righteous person. I've been a good person. Fuck you. You talk about bullshit about
people are doing.
You're against Jews. You're against.
I'm not being mean. No, I'm not being mean, Henny. I'm not being mean at all. But it's just really weird that you come up and you do that.
You talk shit about Jews. You talk shit about. Anti-Semitic.
I'm not talking about what fucking I'm doing. I didn't say anything. I'm talking about what you're stating. No, I'm talking about what you're stating, Henny. You do that, and you do that, and then nearly every time it goes on to someone, fucking bang, straight on to someone anyway. It's like, well, what's the use even talking about that? I want peace, I want this and that, and I'll bang, 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 and I'm going to hit someone.
What are you talking about? You just talk shit about Jews and anti-Semitic shit. You think we should all die? I've listened to you.
No, I don't think you should.
You said that. I've listened to you, so.
I'm not going on to me. I'm talking about you when you come on, and you come on and go, oh, everyone's negative and blah, 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 and you carry on. And then next thing you know, you're fucking straight on to him. I don't know who he is between your relationship or anything, but you just contradict yourself all the fucking time. It's just freaking unbelievable.
Well, she was just calling him out for doing what she was saying not to do, Oz.
Yeah, but she comes on about this shit. Yeah, this is the weird thing about it.
She's never on here, so she should have the right to say something, right? If somebody's talking about somebody doxing her, dude. Hang on, she's talking about somebody actually disclosing her personal information and shit out to people. Not like,
yeah, but she's talking about that we could do the same
not
thing.
Not just being negative.
When we
it's not
it.
Just about being negative. It's about
negative. Oh, why are you all negative? Why are you all doing this? Well, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, bang, 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 fucking you. It's just like,
Your life is so bad.
It's not
your life is so bad.
No, I understand. So
you're not doing
place, but...
you're complaining about.
Well,
I'm not being rude.
I'm complaining about that. My friend was Lou. That's what I'm talking about.
You do it nearly every time. You do it. I'm serious.
You don't even know. You're a fucking idiot.
No, I don't know.
I'd like to see a freaking judgment.
I bet you I get a higher majority out of 10 that would agree with exactly what
so
I said
times,
to what
dude.
You're saying right
I've
now.
You
You've
so
just abused someone. What are you saying about no drama in
that? I will not be back ever again. Fuck off.
No, it's just the truth, Penny. I'm not
so
being rude. I'm really not.
Stood up for you and your bullshit. You have said so many fucking anti-Semitic shit, and I have stood up for you. So fuck you.
I'm just trying to be realistic about this.
You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. I have stood up for you so many times.
Ad hominem. Yep. Ad hominem.
Anti-Semitic bullshit.
Yeah. It didn't happen. Yeah. Because you got no answer to it. That's an Hodderman attack, Henny, and you know it. You know better than that. The thing is that what I'm trying to say, and I'm only saying it for you, so I'm helping you in the long run. I'm not saying it because I hate you. I love you. You know, I really think, but a lot of the times you come on a show and you point these things out, you become that person, if not even more. It's really weird. I just can't comprehend it, you know. Yeah, I don't mean any ill harm by you, Henny. I really, really don't. I'm just saying, it just seems really bizarre that you do that, you know. Hate me as much as you like or call me names and all these other things. It's fair enough, you know. I'm not going to call you names, you know. I just see that in your character. And I'm only saying it to hopefully so you can analyze yourself, you know, and to come to these reasonings of why you may be doing this, because it's such a bizarre thing. It's like a person that comes into the town and goes, I want peace in this community of outside of normal. And then by the next breath, it's like half an hour of fucking abusing someone else or pulling someone else up and doing exactly what you're talking about, like not doing. It's really bizarre. I can't comprehend it. And I just want you to be aware of it. I do not mean any disrespect, Henny. I really don't. I just want you to see that, you know. If anyone can see where I'm coming from, that's what I mean, you know. I'm not playing freaking Mr. Freaking bullshit thing. I'm really sincerely. I just can't understand why she does that. It's just really weird. This is really weird. Anyway, that's all I've got to say about the situation. Sorry to end it or carried on to that sort of negative things for her. But it's just a reality check. We all need it, you know. Maybe she just doesn't see it, you know. Well, obviously she does, because that's why it upsets her, maybe. Yeah, I don't mean to be rude, Russell.
Oz, is that she does want everybody to have peace and all that shit. But she feels like she was wronged by Lou Rock, and she hasn't had a chance to talk to him because she hasn't blocked on everything. And he just came into the show, and emotions got the best of the situation, and she unloaded on him. And I think that's all it was. It's no more being a hypocrite than anybody else that gets emotional. You know what I mean?
Ross, can you hear me?
And she's not on here that often. So
when someone's just, on the phone.
Hey, seriously.
Russell, you all right, love?
I'm sorry to do that to you.
No. Listen. No, you're right. No, listen. All I want to say was I thought this was dealt with 2 weeks ago, Russell, when me and Shep was on my show and Hannah was there.
She didn't talk to Lou Rock.
No.
But when you see the person, Russell, that wronged you, you do kind of tend to unload as a person.
No, there's a time and a place, Russell. I've told that to everybody. There's a time and a place. That's all I'm saying. It was Monk's birthday. Monk's celebrations, your celebrations, you've had a drink, it ain't there on you. That's all I'm saying. Hannah wants to talk to Lou. She knows where to get hold of Lou. It can be dealt with on their own. They don't need to have an audience. Not being funny, but they don't. And this is what I said about George the other day. You don't need an audience. You've got a problem with someone, speak direct to people. That's what I say. I just don't think it's right to do it on people's shows.
No.
And I don't think it's right to do it unless your son's birthday show.
No, I get that. I also understand when you see somebody, you know what I mean? And you got them blocked on all your social media because you don't want to have anything to do with them.
It was dealt with 2 weeks ago, Russell. It doesn't need to keep being brought up. They can sort it out, their adults, between them. Go sort it out between you. Don't bring it up on Russell's son's birthday show when Russell's had a good drink and he don't need to be brought down by this shit. That's all I'm saying.
Well said.
So, you know, just enjoy your son's birthday. You've got the whole weekend now, Russ, of wrestling mania, for God's sake, whatever else you're going to get up to. And the kids are going to be up any minute now, Russ. So better take a couple of paracetamol.
All right.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go anyway because I'm at work, but I just couldn't let that go on. Sorry. And Oz, I totally agree with what you said as well, mate. You're right. So, all right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, no.
I'll catch you all later anyway. All right.
Okay, catch you.
See you later, loves.
Have a good afternoon.
Bye, bye, bye.
Have a good day at work on a Friday. Good times.
Every day is a Friday, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that was fun. Happy birthday, Monk.
Yeah, he's passed out at the moment.
Oh, look at me!
I'm glad
he passed out. Did you drink him under the table?
Yeah.
But yeah, like he had like two drinks and was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just gonna go to bed. Wow.
How long before your ending, Russell?
I don't know.
Never.
I got another
hour. You don't know.
I got another hour.
Yeah, another hour and a half before the show ends. I mean, technically.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but don't you have anything going on tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
This is really late for you.
Yeah, kids in the morning. Yeah. They'll wake up in a couple hours.
Jeez, man.
Everyone being up. Yeah, dude, I'm still feeling pretty good. You know?
Dang.
Bloody hell. You're coming around. Yeah,
you got all that energy.
No, I ain't got no fucking energy.
All that jack energy.
I just feel a headache coming on. And I feel like staying up will bypass the headache.
Drink some water, man.
Sleeping will.
Yeah. Water and Tylenol.
That's a long
Take it now.
Yeah, that's a long way away, brother. Yeah.
No, take it now. Get ahead of it.
No, the sink's a long way.
Don't let it catch up.
The sink's a long way away from me, man. Not really.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to be on for an hour and a half? You reckon?
Dude, I'm probably going to sleep in the next 10 minutes.
All right.
Yeah, dude, you can run your show, do your thing.
Yeah, I just touching the waters, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, that's all right, because I'll roll the show for sure. This
time. Oh, we had a bunch of people come in for the show and bounce out real quick, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, did a bunch of people?
Did you notice that? Did you watch the numbers when all that shit was going down?
No, I didn't. Did I have people in my...
Yeah, you went from like 6 or 7 to 12, like... It just jumped up quick, and then it as soon as it started dying off, it just went boop, right back down to 6 or 7.
Yeah, that's why.
7 now.
That's why I don't mind it happening on my show, man. Everybody, you know, like Sue, I understand what she's saying. There's a time and a place, and Oz is like, I don't understand why this happens. But me, I'm like, it's fucking content, dude. Let the shit fucking happen. Let people air their shit out, man. Let people be who they are. You know what I mean?
When it comes to the morning show, right. That'll have to be
no. When it comes to
critiqued.
The show, people doing the morning show,
it won't pull off.
No, I'm just gonna have the people I have doing the morning show doing that shit. You know, and I'll have call-ins and all that crazy shit going on. But but as far as
but yeah, so I was on the show 2 weeks ago when that stuff all got hammered out.
Right.
Like it should have been the end of it.
But as far as
so.
On my show at night, I want everybody to feel free to come in here and say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do. Because I feel like the more you air out and the more human you are and the more real you are to yourself, the better you will feel in the end, regardless of how the result is on the air or whatever.
Oh,
all
that's,
that shit. But I feel
absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Get the shit out.
And that's why I want to be real with the honey, you know. I don't mean any disrespect at all.
I actually got that. I understood where you were coming from. It made perfect sense the first time you said it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be.
And you weren't being disrespectful.
I didn't want to be. But I would be real. I can't really say sorry. Spoken the truth, you know, but I am. I do apologize if it come across the wrong way to her, which it did, but it wasn't. It was just like, wow, you come on here talking about us all, blah, blah, and then all of a sudden there's this blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, I just see it over a few times as well, so it's not nothing. Yeah, just letting it know, you know, like we need to, like if I said something or doing something that I was adamant, oh, okay, yeah, man, I can pull myself or understand this. On a far out, hypocrite about it, you know, but it's all good because Siri would not have even bothered.
Is he breaking up to y'all or is it just me?
It's him. I thought it was me for a little while, but it just turned out to not be me.
Like, hey, do you realize that this is happening here? And
yeah, you're bringing up bad, bro. Like, real bad.
Yeah, I think that's a healthy place to be, you know. It was like,
Well, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say.
Well, you've only got a couple of minutes left, have you, Uncle Russell?
I don't have a problem with LMC. Like, I haven't seen. In the times that her and I have talked, I haven't seen anything that indicates she's going after anybody. I've not seen that.
You got a couple of minutes.
Well, she did run all the fake towels over.
Oh, yeah?
And that was the thing that happened. So.
She did run what?
All the fake towels on the old man, British hero, and all that shit.
So. Right, man. I have to do something.
So here's the thing. Is there any proof of that?
Yeah,
or is that just somebody saying that she did?
Yeah, that was her saying she did.
That was her saying she did it?
Right. From my understanding of it all, yeah, that's what happened.
Okay. I'm going to ask you again back when I'm not driving so I can hear clearer.
Yeah, but that's my understanding of the whole situation. She admitted that she did this.
Who's the her?
LMC.
Okay.
Are you trying to call him, Miss Angie?
Who's the her?
LMC, St. LMC. That's the her. I don't know her outside of that. I've never been on a show. I've never talked to her.
Who?
Saint LMC. I'm Saint LMC.
LMC done what?
That's all the fuck I know. Saint LMC.
What did they do?
Ran a bunch of fake tiles on people. Before she knew everybody, man, knew what was going on.
Yeah, that's just weird that somebody would do that before they even got to know anybody.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know where it all went. Yeah, I just know it all fizzled out and, you know, it just disappeared after everything was talked about. And it didn't happen again. Yep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I know it's happened before. I just thought it just... I was seeing that it was just circumstantial. But I, no. I didn't actually get any hard evidence to it.
Fucking that. I'm sick of it. I'm just going to have to go do me, I think. But, all right.
Well, okay. Like, yeah, see you later, Oz. Yeah. I hope the internet gets better.
Yeah, me too, bro. I hope your internet gets better.
Bye, Oz. Have a good day.
Oh, no, it's not the internet. It's the Podbeam. I just think, well, fuck it. I'm just going to get you my own shit and go onto my own platform because it just keeps cutting out. I'm sick of it. It's pissing me off talking to you guys. Anyway, all right. So, Henny, I love you.
Well, talking to us pisses me off too, Oz. Take me with you.
Cool, come on.
All right, I'll see you all in a bit.
Okay, guys. You all take care. Yeah. Yeah, much love. I'll catch us on the next episode. Yeah, good to see you, man. Been away for a week, so yeah, it was nice to catch up. All right.
Yeah, I've been away for like 3 days. I think I just popped on here and there for a little while.
Okay, man. Yeah, I'm going to do my own thing. I've got that itch.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Don't squeeze too hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. Have a good night, man.
All right. Well, I guess get some sleep.
Yeah. It is 5:36 in the morning. I probably am gonna go lay down and go try to sleep. Miss Angie's dad just thinks it's Saturday mornings. That's funny.
Well, it was nice to have you guys around all night.
Yeah, it's good to see you around.
I'm always up at this time. You ever bored?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm usually not.
Okay,
I'm
have
usually,
a great day.
I'm usually sleeping.
I know you're not. So.
Right.
But,
yeah, he's normally asleep like 4 or 5 hours ago.
Yeah, no,
four I know. Hours no ago.
Except like you.
So. Yeah, except for me, and you know, and, you don't like listening to my stuff.
sometimes I do, but sometimes it's better than the religious shit.
Right.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, it's not religious. It's more just spirituality in general, and everybody has a different view on it. So,
yeah.
So I guess sometimes it comes off as spiritual. I've been trying to find like funny stuff, but a lot of it I don't know what it is. Like I'm hearing it for the first time too. So
yeah,
you never know. Never know.
Y'all have a great night. Appreciate everybody for coming in.
Yeah, you guys too.
Celebrate my kid's birthday.
Have a great day and tell your son to have a great birthday.
I will. Thank y'all.
Yep.
Yeah. But see y'all later.
Give the kids a hug for everybody who has them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Good night, my friend.
All right, later.